the R.A.P. If you's a real motherfucker, this the place to be. You know you're never really sure what these dudes will say. Hosted by Zach Amico and Louis J. Gomez for Prez, cause he talks that real shit. When it comes to comedy, man, he's the Joan Jett. Zach holding it down, he's known as a sniper. Got you laughing so hard, you might need a diaper. Mondays at noon and every Wednesday too. You got these two coming through to entertain you. Talking to guests and the topics are jamming. And Louis loves giving shit to his producer Shannon. The superstar worldwide, yeah, Amico slamming. And you never know what the PR rattle think is planning. So here we go, yeah, you know we're ready to rock. Because the Real Ass Podcast is about to drop.
Oh, shit. That's it. It's the Real Ass Podcast. We ain't fucking around. I don't give a shit that it's a holiday. You think I'm taking off for a holiday like a bitch? If you're off of work today, right? If you're sitting at home and you're sitting there going like, oh, thank God, dude. Day off. Fucking Monday. Love it, right? You're not doing what you love. You should be ashamed of yourself. You should be furious at yourself that you're sitting there going like, oh my God, I'm so happy that I'm at a barbecue today instead of doing what I truly love to do. What do I love to do? I love to entertain the fucking masses. True. So I come in, bitch.
Yeah. True.
That's it. I come
That's
in.
Work. That's
Shannon,
work.
Shannon, what do you love to do?
Yeah.
Get sexually harassed at work, right?
That's right.
See? So she's here. She ain't fucking around looking all good. Looking all fucking sexy like a fucking... Like a fucking... Butterfly.
Dude, that's what I love about you. Like, when I see your feed, I go, this motherfucker's exact to me. Zero sleep, all work.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I swear to God, I go, he's the East Coast Del Rey. Just skating, walking, fighting.
Gotta get out there. If you stop,
people walk over you.
That's it. Somebody else is going to cut ahead of you in line. Yeah, you know?
True. Yeah.
And that's it, dude. And it's Memorial Day, and right now there's some other motherfucker that's cutting ahead of you in line.
True.
So not simple as that. And if you're happy that you're off, you should just go, all right, dude, I'm not doing what I want to do.
Yeah, I never want to be off, actually.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I'm just like, people are like, you work 7 days a week. I go, yeah, fuck yeah. It's not working, man.
I know.
I swung a hammer, dude.
It's working. But it's really for yourself. I love doing what I do.
Yeah.
Even when I hate doing some of the shit, it's a part of it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yep.
It's just one of the ingredients.
And people don't, like, I worked at a machine shop, like, doing manual labor shit, too.
Yeah.
I could be just as tired from a day of writing all day than I would be working at a machine shop.
More tired, dude. I work harder now, and I'm more exhausted, and I put more mental energy and more care into what I do than I ever have any day job by far, by leaps and fucking bounds. And I thought in the beginning that I was getting into comedy to not work, and it's the opposite. It's like you turn a corner one day, you're like, oh, shit, this is way more work than I had ever thought it was going to be. It's insane.
It takes a lot.
Oh, absolutely. And I'm fucking 52. So I'm like, man, I'm tired.
You look great, dude.
I'm 32. And
I looked like a garbage can a few years ago, remember?
We got a great show planned today. Look, Zach Amico's here, international superstar, not fucking around, coming in on his day off.
I don't have day offs, buddy.
Thank you. That was a test. Thank you for passing the test. Flying colors, Zach. You graduated Louis J. Gomez Real Ass College. Boom. There's your degree, bitch. Go get a job.
Thank you.
Love it. Dean Del Rey's here.
Yes.
West Coast rock and roll fucking.
Yes.
Uncle. That's the way I describe you, as a rock and roll uncle.
Yeah. Uncle Rock is here.
Yeah.
Hey, man, Uncle Rock.
You're like the uncle that, like, buys weed for you the first time, teaches you how to roll a joint.
Yeah. I'm that dad on Mask. You ever see that movie? Sam Elliott.
Yeah.
He's got the Harley, rolls up in the yard, takes the ugly kid to school.
Fuck yeah.
So no one bullies him.
He's the uncle that teaches you terms like the little man in the boat.
Yeah. That's great. Also, first time on the show, Josh Wesson is here. What's up, kid?
Shit. What up, what up, what up?
How you feeling, baby?
I'm feeling good.
You and Shannon have a similar hair color pattern.
Yeah,
Muppet.
Twins, nigga.
You guys look like you
rainbow
could,
bright.
I'm you also a butterfly, nigga.
You both look like fucking like puppets. Like you really do. Like they look like they were not like your face, but like your hair. It definitely looks like it was attached to their heads. You know,
mine does.
Yeah. Getting all Fraggle Rock up in this motherfucker.
Yeah. Yeah. I thought they were just celebrating Solo, the release of Solo this weekend. Just Star Wars.
Colorful, Josh. I like it, man. Yeah.
Thanks, man.
Josh, we haven't had you on the show before. Me and Josh smoke mad blunts. Josh is a funny comic.
Thank you.
You know, normally I only invite white guys on the show, and it's nothing to do with it's nothing to do with me not enjoying the company of brown people. It's just because I'm one of the only people fighting the good fight for the white man out there. You know,
I appreciate that.
You got it, man. You got a lot of white friends, Josh.
That. Yeah, I do.
Josh, you do.
I got a lot of all friends. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So sometimes do you not? And this is, I really mean this.
Mm-hmm.
I fuck around sometimes on the show, but I mean this. Do you not feel bad for your white friends now?
Oh yeah, they got it bad, man.
Right.
It's hard being white now.
Yeah. I'm dead ass. It's really hard being a white guy today.
Yeah, it's rough.
Nobody likes them. I talk about this in my act now. Everybody hates white guys. Other white guys hate white guys.
Yeah.
It's never even. I wasn't alive during a time when you could just like go up to a black person and be like, "Get to the back of the bus, dirty donkey," like that. I guess like
that was a thing.
That was a thing. I think in the '50s, the '40s, I think you could just do that, and it was like, "Yeah, look at this donkey, look at this shit colored skin," and everyone would laugh at him. And that's what it is for white guys now.
Yeah.
Like right now, if you're just in a park and a bunch of people surround you, go, look at this fucking white privilege piece of shit with his fucking cracker ass skin, everyone will just chime in.
Yeah. And be like, look at that white motherfucker. Yeah.
You're a piece of shit.
Yeah.
No one's filming that shit to put online so people feel bad for you.
Nope.
Yeah. No. They just hate.
It's kind of crazy.
I had a guy call me a peckerhead. I was laughing. I was like, that does not faze me at all.
Peckerhead?
Yeah.
What is that?
No, Peckerwood, right? Peckerwood?
Have you ever heard that?
I don't know. It was just some guy's like, you Peckerwood. I was like, what the fuck? Hey, Google that. See what
is that a racist?
I guess.
A black guy called you Peckerwood?
Yeah, I was like, what the fuck is that? That didn't even faze me at all.
Oh, a black guy called you Peckerwood?
Yeah. Yeah, because I wouldn't buy a fake subway pass from him.
Oh, a poor white person is a peckerwood.
Oh, well,
descriptive.
Okay,
but what was funny about that was I wouldn't buy his pass, so he must have just thought I was poor. He was probably right. Right?
I never knew what it was.
I think it's West Coast, you know.
That's really interesting. I never knew there was a term for a poor white person. I would call a poor white person white trash.
Peckerwood. That's a good podcast name. Peckerwood Podcast.
Peckerwood Podcast.
Yeah, you could have like a little bird or something, right?
Yeah, right up on your shoulder like a pirate.
Yeah.
Right? I guess Peckerfile.
Just up there, a fucking mascot. Peckerwood.
Peckerwood.
Yeah, that it is a new time where you can be openly racist to white men.
Yeah, white men.
Not white women. White women still get a pass. Yeah. They're still grouped together in the
cause.
I guess it would be the
fight.
What's the word? They
still get to play a minority card.
It's not minority, but they're
underrepresented.
No. You know,
they're represented.
What's the word I'm thinking of, Shannon? You know the word. Come on, think of it, Shannon. Come on. That's why women are so dumb. Shannon, say the word.
I don't know what you're
Shannon,
talking about.
Shannon, say the fucking word. I had the word in my head.
The word.
They're.
What's the word?
They're, you know, they're fucking below everybody.
I like Zach. Zach just comes extra peckerwood today with the Manson hat.
Oh, Zach's a peckerwood.
Oh, yeah, I live the life.
Gigi Allen. The podcast should be Peckerwood and the Rattlesnake.
We're not changing the name of the podcast, Dean. It's too late. It's a real-ass podcast.
I like Peckerwood, though.
Peckerwood podcast is pretty dope.
If I do one in New York, it'll be the Peckerwood podcast.
I love it. You got to do it.
Gaslamp. Dean.
Dean's got a great podcast called Let There Be Talk.
Yep.
Right? You talk about music for the most part.
Mostly rock stars on, yep.
There you go. Do you have a podcast, Josh?
No, I had one, but it got canceled.
What happened? Well, you can't cancel a podcast.
I mean, we had to stop it.
You stopped doing it? What happened? What'd you do?
It's my co-host. You know Jeff Katzen, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so it was our third episode. And
Third.
It was our third episode, and they found a needle in the bathroom. So they were
whose bathroom?
The Broadway Comedy Club. because we were like shooting, we were recording there.
You were shooting up?
Yeah, no, I wasn't shooting.
Well, your co-host?
Your co-host was.
I mean, maybe. I don't want to say that he was, but
your
I don't
co-host
say
was
that
shooting
was
dope in the bathroom.
What is it, the 70s?
I don't know.
Your podcast
was
in the 70s?
He maybe just dropped it. Maybe somebody dropped it. I don't know. But
the podcast
found,
was 6 hours
they
long.
Found a needle
with four and a half hours of silence in the middle.
Yeah. It was called The Nod. Today on The Nod.
Yeah, the third episode.
And then, so you actually did get canceled. The place that was letting you do it, they were like, "Yeah, you can't do fucking heroin."
Yeah,
that sounds like a good podcast.
At Fat
though.
Baby,
yeah. What was it?
Oh well, no. Well, the show got canceled too. But no, that's when my podcast got canceled there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, but it was because of the heroin that your podcast got canceled.
Yeah,
just spit it out, man.
Yeah,
it's
all right. That, yeah, and then I also the studio wasn't great too, so I was just like,
so you were like, fuck, let's do some dope. Fuck this place.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You need a fat guy on your podcast because you just say he has diabetes.
Yeah, he got diabetes.
I'll get my insulin in the bathroom.
Yeah. I got diabetes. It's gone now, though. I had it.
Oh, really? You got rid of it?
That's why. Yeah. Well, I had type 2. You got type 2?
You can get rid of it.
I don't have either.
Oh, you don't have either? What?
You can get rid of it?
If you got type 2, that's the one where it's self-inflicted, where you turn yourself into a piece of shit.
Yeah.
You know what
From
I mean?
Like, eat, what, eating?
Just eating bad.
Just fucking ice cream. And.
How do you know you have diabetes?
Oh, you know right away. Like,
really? So I would know. Because in my mind, I'm going like, all right, dude, every time. I got
I
a little
wouldn't
bit, let
know.
Me tell you.
Let me know. Look,
let me
know.
Tell you a couple things I got. Okay. Let me give you some of my symptoms.
Okay.
I got a little bit of pain here sometimes.
Nope. That's so probably something from pinched nerve up here, like, from lifting weights.
Constantly, though?
No, once it gets a little bit hot almost, like a heat underneath the
skin. That's a nerve thing.
Is that a diabetes thing, though?
I don't know.
No. Okay. No, I'm telling you right
this
now.
This is what I would assume it would be. Yeah. I'd be like, this is diabetes.
Okay. Yeah.
My foot.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Like, it in a weird place, if I push on it, it really, really hurts.
That could be gout from drinking.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Wait, what spot? What spot?
Right, yeah, here, yeah. That could be gout.
Right here.
Yeah, you
oh,
could
it hurts.
Yeah, it right. could be
on
gout.
On the bottom? Only in one spot?
Yeah.
I could have gout.
But also
I feel like
what kind of hurt
is
it like?
I don't know what gout is, but I imagine Zach has gout all over
like
the place.
It
sounds like a fat guy disease.
Yeah. Gout, yeah.
It
man.
Does.
Or, you know,
Zach looks like he plays bass in a band called Gout.
Yeah, Gout.
That's a good band name.
And then people call it GOAT because they can't read. They're like, I love GOAT.
But what is I don't so none of these are I would no. know I have diabetes. How did you know you have diabetes?
All of a sudden, some people.
You start talking like a black woman?
He's just like.
Ooh, it's hot in here.
Shit.
You pass out at church.
Yeah, yeah. Like, I need some grape soda. This grape soda.
That's what I imagine. You start turning into an old black fat woman.
Yeah. No, some people, they get up all night and piss, but they're thirsty the whole time. Like, they just get up, piss, then they drink and piss. With me, it was, all of a sudden, it felt like I just had an all-day panic attack. Like, I was just kind of, like, shaky.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, the entire time, like, I thought I had a panic attack. I was on stage, and I was supposed to do an hour, and it kind of kicked in the first 15 minutes. I was like, oh, I'm fucked here.
Oh, wow.
I thought, oh, I'm having a panic attack. I'll just get through this set. Then I went up to my hotel, and all night I was just shaking, and I went to the hospital, and they go, dude, your sugar's through the roof, man. And I was fucking clocked in. And but your feet start to hurt. Like, if you walk, like, 4 or 5 blocks, your feet fucking hurt. Your eyes do, like, get blurry.
Oh, really?
Oh, your vision goes bad. Like, for real. Like, you're like, I can't see. I just had Brad Wilk from Rage Against the Machine on my podcast. Mm-hmm. And he said he got diabetes. He was born with it. But he didn't know. And he was playing a gig with Rage. And he said mid-gig, all of a sudden, he couldn't see Tom Morello 10 feet away. He's like, oh, I need glasses. He was just ignoring what was really going on.
Oh, wow.
I got to get glasses. He went and got his eyes tested. They're like, dude.
Yeah, it's like, dude, you need to rage against the vending machine.
Yeah.
Relax.
Yeah, I'm good, man. Yeah, it's crazy.
That was very funny.
Shannon, I feel like that was actually a good joke and you're being sarcastic.
No, I thought it was good.
That was fucking really good. That was very funny.
Do you have the guest attack drop? Okay.
My next guest.
Warning.
Guest attack. That's if you guys say something really funny. We'll throw that out there.
All right.
That's dope.
You got to really bring it, though, guys.
All right.
Bring some fucking
You don't just throw that out.
No. No, not for no reason. Not all willy-nilly. Look, we got a great show planned today. I'm going to get to you these notes in a second. It's a couple things, Shannon. Number one, I want to say our joints today are brought to you by Bacon Bits with Remy Casimir. Every Sunday at 3 p.m. at the Stand, guys. The Stand Comedy Club and Restaurant. Every Sunday at the Stand up until, I guess, next month when they close down. But every Sunday at the Stand, go check out Bacon Bits, the brunch show with Remy Casimir. He's a great comic. And the Stand is a great comedy club. Yeah, they're moving their location.
I couldn't believe it.
Yeah, which is crazy. They came to me a couple days before they made the official announcement because I do the Roastmasters there. And we are, we're still going to be doing the Roastmasters. For those of you guys that don't know, the Stand, they're moving into a larger location. They're taking a couple months off at least. There's like a hiatus period or whatever where they're moving everything over and it's going to be, they're going to be closed. But I'm working with the guys from the Stand on a new location for the interim for the Roastmasters. So we will have it up and running. I will be making an announcement somewhat soon about where it's going to be. And I am still working with the guys from the Stand and we're going to be bringing it to the new location. So real quick, Shannon, what are we up against? Before we get into these plugs, what are we up against today?
In 1929, Warner Brothers debuted On With This Show, which was the first 100% fully color movie.
Really? Because the rumor, they always say it's The Wizard of Oz.
Well, it's not fully color. It starts black and white and it goes color.
Yeah, that is true.
Yeah, but I think...
When was Wizard of Oz?
Wizard of Oz came out in 1939 or 38. Right? I just watched The Wizard of Oz with my son like 2 days ago.
So good, right?
Yeah, it's pretty good.
I like it.
I haven't seen that.
It's pretty good.
Yeah, it's scary as fuck when you're a kid because you're like, I don't want a tornado to come. You don't understand tornadoes. Yeah. Yeah, you know what I mean? I thought, like, fuck that shit. Yeah, yeah. Just clumps.
Where did you grow up?
Some weird
I grew up
stuff.
In the Bay Area, but when you're a kid, you don't know tornadoes have areas.
Yeah, yeah, I did. Like, I remember specifically being like, oh, I'm fearful of tornadoes, mama. And then my mom was like, are you fucking retarded? We're in New York. It's the Northeast. There's no tornadoes, idiot.
Yeah, we only
they're still scary.
Typhoons and fucking...
Yeah.
I get earthquakes out there.
Yeah, we didn't
take off those red high heels, you little faggot.
I was never really fearful of tornadoes. Yeah, the movie was always kind of cool. It was always a little bizarre to me. The midgets in the movie always fucked me up. Even as a little kid, I was like, they're uncomfortable.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. There's something scary about old practical effects, like the trees that talk are really scary. Yeah. Same as like March of the Wooden Soldiers. The bad guys in that scared the shit out of me.
Wicked Witch is rad, though. The way she's just green and she's like,
yeah, she's... You know?
She's cool.
Fucking rad. And then the dog's cool as fuck, right, Toto?
Yeah, I mean, my son literally said to me yesterday, he said, Dada, this is my favorite movie.
Yeah, that's cool. How old is he?
And then I was like, you haven't seen the rape scene in Red Sparrow.
Oh, but what about...
Irreversible.
Willy Wonka smokes it, though.
Yeah, well, he's only 5, so some of these are kind of scary to him still. But it's cute. He digs it. He's really into it. But
that's the one where you could see the person hanging or some shit?
Yeah, you see a midget hanging. Pull that up. That's only a rumor. That's not real.
It's a bird.
It's what? Not real?
It's a plane.
For real? I thought that was real.
No, it was rumored that a midget killed himself on set. I think some midgets did actually kill themselves on set, but you couldn't actually see it hanging. Pull up the scene with the midget hanging in the...
Don't forget about the Pink Floyd shit, too.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, yeah. It was. They killed 6 Totos.
That right there.
Yeah, see it hanging in there?
Yeah. Yep.
Swinging. That's supposed to be
that looks like a midget hanging. Yeah.
They touched it. So that version is the newer colored version.
Uh-huh.
So that is painted over a little to look weird. But when you watch like the old version, it looks super scary. Until somebody says, like, yo, that's just like an ostrich.
Yeah.
An ostrich.
Because then the long neck is what you think the rope is.
Yeah, it's a movie set, so they have, like, animals and shit.
Oh, yeah, there's real animals, like, fucking around in the back of that whole thing.
Yeah, dude. Yeah.
All right, man.
There's always bullshit like that. I remember, like, the Ohio Players, you know, that song, Roller Coaster, when I was a kid. It's a huge hit. Roller coaster. All right. Say what? There's a girl screaming in it, right?
Red Hot Chili Peppers. Didn't they?
They covered it for Beavis and Butthead Do America.
Yeah, they did.
But there's this girl screaming in it. And I mean, when I was in school back in the day, they were like, oh, yeah. a girl got murdered in the studio, and you're like, whoa, that's what the scream is. Yeah. And then it went, later that's when I did records, I go, you wouldn't be able to hear shit if someone's getting murdered.
It was just awesome back in the day. You could just start a rumor.
You could start a rumor. There's no Google. This is bogus.
Why didn't I start more rumors? Yeah. I feel like there should have been more crazy, outlandish shit that just started from some like 12-year-old kid being like, what's his name? Like Richard Gere, like putting the hamster in his ass. Butt.
Yeah.
You know,
that's real though, right?
Just like there should be Stewart getting his stomach pumped.
Is that
from
Calm? Yeah, there should be a million of those. How
is that a rumor though? Or is that real?
No, that's a rumor.
Jamie Lee Curtis was born.
I thought that was real.
Yeah.
I heard that one too.
On the fence about that one.
Maybe. I remember being off to her tits in
Jamie Lee Curtis
Trading Places. Great tits in that movie, and then finding out she was a hermaphrodite, and then feeling very icky and gay later because it was beat off when I was like 13 or 14. I don't know if she was actually a hermaphrodite. I think it's just a rumor.
Okay.
But then I remember finding out later on about it, and then just being like, ew. I felt raped
because you did.
I understand what a rape victim feels like.
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying.
Took something from you.
Me too. Yeah. That's my Me Too moment when
you too.
I found out when I was 18, I found out that Jamie Lee Curtis was a hermaphrodite, and I thought back to the time I beat off to her. That was my personal Me Too moment.
That was
So I get it. All of Harvey's victims, I completely get it.
I brought you a sticker, dude.
Thanks, dude. Grateful to you.
You guys want a sticker?
Thank you guys.
There you go, man.
There we go. Beautiful. Oh, it actually fits on your snooze case perfectly, Zach.
That's dope, man. I like that.
Let's get some plugs out of the way, and then let's really get into it. We're breaking the show up, and we're already 20 minutes in. I haven't even touched on anything yet.
What song would you like to hear?
Oh, shit. Well, we'll have Dean choose.
Do Roller Coaster
Love? Oh, yeah, do Roller Coaster Love. Good point. But do the cover.
Okay.
By the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Because I do have the section with the scream. Do you want to hear that real quick?
Yeah, check it out. Fast cue. Right there.
Oh, yeah.
Did you hear
it? So it's supposed to be a real death.
Yeah. And then they...
You didn't hear it?
No.
You didn't?
Why is it not playing? Oh.
There we go. Shannon can't hear in that frequency.
Dog whistle style.
Shannon's such Staten Island trash, a woman screaming for her life. Just like, it sounds like people having fun.
It sounds like the neighborhood.
Is that a Saturday in the park? let's get some plugs out of the way. Josh Wesson.
Cheer. What are we doing? I'm plugging?
Yeah, plugging, baby.
Fat Baby. We do it every Thursday at the Stand, but the Stand's closing, so this coming Thursday is our last show. It's going to be fucking lit. We're going to be partying and shit.
All right.
Fat Baby Live is the handle, you know. That's pretty much it.
Love it, baby. Love it, baby. Fat Baby Live. Josh Weston and the Fat Baby Boys.
Also, that brunch show is lit, too. I just hosted that brunch show. It's just fire. Check that.
Dean?
Hey, headline in Boston. Nick's Comedy Stop, June 7th, one night only. Tickets, DeanDelRay.com. And Poughkeepsie. What's that called? Laugh It Up. Yeah, Poughkeepsie on June 9th. Come out, and then Vegas Cellar. At the end of the month, June 28th,
25th. Sick.
Yeah.
Sick, doggy. Zach Amico.
Twitter and Instagram, at Zach is not funny. Got a new movie in the works, Troma's The Tempest. If you're in the New York area and you're going to be around in July and August, if you would like to be an extra in it, email tempest@troma.com. Put Real Ass Podcast in the body of it, and we'll make sure to get you to a little part in the movie. Hang out in the background and something.
Didn't you say you were getting me a starring role?
What's up?
I have a script meeting later today, so I will look at it for you.
I want to start getting in
You're
going to
hate
movies.
It. You would be miserable.
No,
would
I
be
won't.
Mad
if I have No,
you.
I won't. If I have a speaking role in these movies and I have a good actual part, I swear to God, I will own it. I want to become... Here's I never want to act. I realize this. But I do want to start acting in cult horror movies.
I want to see that.
And by the way...
I would like to
see really
that.
I really mean this. People will fucking... It will be a big deal that I'm in these movies.
Yeah.
People will... The Real Ass fans, the Gomites out there...
The Gomites.
Yeah, they will fucking come out in droves.
Yeah.
I would like to see that.
The Gomites. I got the Dell Razors.
They're okay. They're no Gomites. They're good people, I'm sure.
The Grateful Deans.
Don't tell them to fucking get in the way of a Gomite. Gomites carry fucking... You ever hear the Juggalos? They got like hatchets and shit?
Yeah.
Gomites take Juggalos' bones and make weapons out of them.
You should somehow sample that dynamite to be... The Gomites! You know, the dynamite.
The Gomites would hate that.
No.
I know what they like, Dean.
I love it. The Gomites. I don't know, man.
I got some stuff coming up, guys. I'm not going on the road until after Skankfest, but I am planning a tour in a this fall in a city near you. And I'm planning my first hour special I'm going to be taping this fall as well. So basically, I'm doing the tour to work out the final kinks of the special, and then I'm going to be taping the special probably in November here in New York City. Lots of cool shit happening on that end as well. I'm going to be announcing more stuff as it comes out. But look out for me in your hometown this fall. Beyond that, guys, Skankfest, it is. That's all you need, baby. Saturday is going to be sold out this week. If I had to guess, get your fucking tickets right now. All X passes are completely gone. You can get individual day passes still. Do not wait to come to Skankfest. I'm telling you right now, we've already announced Jim Norton, Dave Attell, Michael Che, Pete Davidson. We got fucking, obviously, the Legion of Skanks. Ari Shaffir, Dean Del Rey is going to be there. Zach Amico, international superstar Zach Amico, and the Naked Roast is coming. We got the goddamn Comedy Jam. Kill Tony is going to be there. But we also just announced Colin Quinn as one of the headliners. Wow. We're not fucking around here, guys.
Yeah.
We're not fucking around at Skankfest. SkankfestNYC.com is the website. Grab your tickets right now. Go to our iTunes. Leave us a 5-star ranking, a positive review. Once a month, we give away one t-shirt to a lucky reviewer. Shane, we got like 3 or 4 bad reviews about the British show. They're not happy.
How do you get a hold of the reviewers?
We have them reach out to us after we say who won.
Gotcha.
Yeah, there's some of these reviewers are not happy about this. But you know what? I don't care, dude. And if you guys keep on expressing your discontent with my all-British show, please, I will do an all-British month.
Do it.
No.
What happened? You did an all-British accent show?
We did a show where we did all-British accents for 2 hours straight.
Oh, people were so mad.
People's heads popped off. Fuck you and your British.
I used to be your fan. I'm unsubscribing. I hope you get hit by a bus. People are
over
so mad.
One
did you
show,
plan that? Did you
the Gomites are angry. They're one show.
They're very real people.
Gomites.
I don't even have a problem with them. Here's the thing. This is what they need to express themselves.
Yeah.
Did you plan that show or did it just happen?
No, we planned it. We did British accent. I was doing I do a pretty amazing British accent.
Let's hear it.
No, it's fine. I get pretty amazing.
Let me hear. Let me hear.
And they, yeah, so some people were like, oh, his British accent is so fucking horrible. It's annoying. And I was like, oh, really? Is it? And then we had a couple comics come on and we just did a whole show. It was
How
fine.
About if you did a British accent in his horror film?
I would love to. Can I be a British guy?
That would be awesome.
I'm reading the script today.
That would be awesome.
Zach, you know that I am actually a pretty decent actor, right?
No, I believe it. I think you're going to just hate me for how awful I am.
Shannon, pull
are.
Up my acting reel.
Yeah, pull it up.
All right, Shannon, I don't have an acting reel.
Oh.
Shannon, make me an acting reel.
Okay.
There's things I've acted in.
Okay, send me stuff. I'll
pull up Mike Racine, $1 short. I'll show you a little bit of acting. Now, and go fast forward to almost the end. You'll see where I'm in it. Right there, outside of the car. Go back. Yeah, go right. Yeah, right where they. Yeah, there we go, Shannon. This is fucking showing. Let's show you my acting skills here. Zach, you could have this in your fucking movie. Okay. Oh, no, I have lines. So rewind, Shannon, obviously.
You said right here.
How we doing?
What up?
My brother, Paul.
Yo.
Well, there it is. 7 uncut kilos of cocaine.
It's beautiful.
It's real cocaine.
Once we get this on the street, it'll be like 700 grams.
700 grams? What the hell's wrong with this guy? 1 kilo is 1,000 grams, dummy.
Oh, yeah.
Dummy.
Do me a favor, stick your head right here.
Where, in the trunk?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right in the trunk.
I trust you. Alright. So it's an Oscar worthy performance, Shannon.
Oh man.
Why'd you stop it?
I really believe that you were stupid enough to put your head in that trunk.
I am.
Yeah. I loved your coke dealer, but you called him a dummy.
Yeah.
Hey, you dummy.
Yeah,
these are 800 grams.
I'm a great actor, Zach. You're gonna tell me that?
That was amazing.
I never said you weren't talented.
You don't think I'm better?
That was amazing.
Think I'm better?
I just think after we wrap really a 20-hour day, you're gonna turn to me and hate me.
We're gonna rap for 20 hours.
We shoot 18-hour days.
I can fucking rap, dog. You drop a beat. We're gonna rock and
British play. Rap.
Oh, hey yo, drop me a beat, drop me a bloody beat, yo.
Oh, having one of them pays off.
Yeah.
I could do that. Yeah.
I didn't say it pays off in spades. That would have been inappropriate.
Dude, that fucking... how quickly do you think slave owners started making their slaves beatbox for them? Because that's all I would have done. I would have been a great slave owner. Yeah. That's a pretty fucking awesome slave job.
Is that just... Is that their only job?
I don't know what you're doing.
They might not have known what it was, though. Like, if they heard it, it might have been like, this one's been out in the sun too long.
Yeah. They hear beatbox, they think you're going to cane their wife's vagina again.
Wait, what?
Beatbox, cane their wife's vagina again.
Beat the box.
Shannon, I need a Lewis attack drop right now.
Lewis is taking, matters into his own hands.
Lewis turned producer.
He's going to give himself a Lewis attack drop.
Do it.
Yeah. Beatbox. You know, like beating the slave's box.
Yeah.
You got it?
Yeah, I got it.
Everyone understood the joke?
Yeah,
we're up to speed.
Okay.
I got it late. But
no, I did it, Jenna. Don't worry about it. I realize I don't need you. I would like a coffee, though. That'd be nice. If anybody wants coffee, you guys are more than welcome to join us.
I'm good, man.
I'm good.
I'm gonna roll in,
I just had this fucking one right here.
Spark another fucking J, doggy. All right, look. We got a lot to talk about today.
Let's talk.
Here it is. These are my special notes. On today's show. Okay, this is pretty interesting. A lot of interesting topics, actually. We should have gotten to these way earlier, guys. Yeah, what was wrong with me? I had all these were just sitting in an envelope in front of me the whole time.
What's up?
And I said that terrible beatbox joke. I could have avoided all of that. Now Shannon's got to edit it out.
Fix that.
I liked it.
Lewis J. Gomez. Training's been going well. Thanks for asking, guys.
Day hitting the gym.
Yeah, I was with Bisping in the gym earlier today.
Nice. I go every day.
Yeah, yeah. I've been going 4 or 5 days a week right now. I just got back into it. I'm fighting. Do you know Ryan O'Neal?
Yeah.
Dean, everyone's giving me misinformation on this guy. I keep on getting mixed things. How tall is this fucking guy?
I don't know.
Is he 6'3 or 5'9?
Oh, no, he's taller than 5'9.
Is he 6'3? Is he taller than me?
I don't know. How tall are you?
6'1.
Let's see, stand up real quick. I think he's about your height.
Okay, so he's a fucking bigger dude.
People
give me misinformation.
But he's skinny.
Yeah, I know he is.
Super skinny.
It's like 170 pounds.
You guys are gonna fight in the ring or something?
Yeah, we're fighting at Ellis Mania for Jason Ellis.
Uh-huh.
In Las Vegas on August 25th.
Wow.
And I'm gonna fuck this kid up.
Wow. That's what's
up. Yeah. But he's got a bunch of experience. People keep on telling me now he's got more experience than he's letting on to be, but I don't give a fuck.
Oh yeah.
I don't think
you guys boxing or
we're doing MMA.
Oh, MMA, really? For real?
For real.
Wow.
I'm dead ass.
How much experience do you have?
Well,
I don't have any experience. No? I just got into it this week, baby.
Wait, Lewis fights people on the subway way rattler than the octagon.
Well, I'm saying it's just kind of like a thing. I got into a fight with a kid when I was like 19 who was a black belt in Taekwondo, right?
Okay.
And this is what O'Neal is. He used to do Taekwondo when he was a kid, like a lot. And I guess he's trained some since. Okay. But I got into a fight when I was like 19. And it was like this kid that we knew. And we just got drunk, and it started off like fucking around, and then it got real. Mm-hmm. Dude, this kid was the only like fancy kicks to like fuck around and be fun. And when it got real, I literally just went up to him and I punched him.
Yeah.
And none of those kicks mattered. None of it mattered. Like literally, all that fucking shit. It turned into a fight.
Yeah.
And I just don't. I think really what's going to matter here is who's in better shape.
Yeah.
And I get really. Like obsessive over like the exercise part of it.
Yeah.
And then I think it's going to matter who's going to be able to take a punch more. You know what I'm saying? Because I think for all intents and purposes, this guy's not a fighter. He's a comic. You know what I'm saying? Like, I think when it comes down to it, whoever's going to be in better shape and who's not going to be scared to be punched in the face over and over again is going to be the person that's going to win this fight.
Who, how did they pick the guys?
Well, I challenged Ari Shaffir and then...
Oh, yeah, Ari's out. Okay. Yeah.
Well, then I guess Sam Tripoli was like, no, I'm fighting Ari. He was like, why don't you fight Ryan O'Neal? And
Wait, he's fighting Ari?
They were going to, but the date wouldn't work for them.
Oh,
so they pushed out.
Yeah.
So that's it. I got this fight coming up August 25th. I've started training. I'm now in a Muay Thai gym. I'm in a Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu studio in Brooklyn.
Okay, nice.
And yeah, that's it.
Well, you're right, because what happens is, like, I go to the boxing gym, and you go, oh, you're going to spar with a guy for 3 minutes? Mm-hmm. And after a minute and a half, you're like, what the fuck?
Yeah,
Not fucking around. It is so much work, and your adrenaline's going. And, you know, like with boxing, the gloves weigh crazy after a while, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, I did my first actual bit of sparring, like real sparring, not just beating up my interns.
Right. Yeah, I saw that on Instagram.
And it was against, like, we were just doing, like, defensive shit, right? And they were like, you know, 6 to 8 punch combos, punch kick combos go in, like you're trying to defend, you know, and then that guy will go and you go. And you're just defending. You're not actually trying to fight each other. You're just letting the other person get off and you're trying to, you know, work on your defense. Mm-hmm. And they were like, hit the other person kind of as hard as you want to be hit. That's sort of the idea, right?
Right.
So the first guy I'm sparring with, he's like a big guy like me. And we're just kind of fucking around, just kind of, you know, messing around. And I'm like, okay, this is kind of fun, right? And this Asian kid comes up to me. And, dude, it was almost funny, right? Because I was going like, all right, I'm getting into it. I was like a big dude like me. And he lifts his leg like he's going to kick me. And I just look down at his knee, and he uppercuts me in the nose. So hard. I'm talking about, like, literally to the point where I was like, I thought my nose was bleeding. I was like, oh, shit. And it was the first time I had ever, like, you know, really done any sort of combat sparring or anything.
Yeah. You got headgear on?
No, we didn't have headgear on.
Wow.
We're just, it's
damn.
Yeah, that's a go for it.
He straight up fucking wham. And then I was like, and believe me, it woke me the fuck up. And then I had my hands up the whole fucking time.
Yeah.
But in a weird way, I liked it.
Yeah.
It was fucked up because I was like, oh shit, all right, well now I'm in this thing. And the stakes are so much higher, right? Like, I never played sports at all.
Yeah.
Like, you know, I've played basketball with my friends and, you know, we fuck around or whatever.
Yeah.
But, like, the stakes are like, I don't know, the ball's going to go through the hoop. That's it.
That's as far as it goes. You're getting beat up if you don't pay attention.
Yeah.
It's all there.
If you get too tired, it's not like, you know, in basketball, like, you're playing with your friends, and then toward the end of the game, you're just kind of like, ah, fuck it. Whatever. I'm not going to play defense.
You're at the free throw line.
Yeah.
Just throw it.
Nobody cares.
Yeah.
You cannot fucking do that.
No, because you're going to get a fucking uppercut.
Yeah. You're going to get fucked up, dude.
You're
going to
get kicked in the head.
Yeah.
Kicked in the head is what's fucked, man.
Yeah. So it was kind of humbling, but it was really cool. I dug it. I'm going to King's Muay Thai in Midtown. I'm going to the Grappling Club NYC in Brooklyn, which those guys are fucking hooking me up. I'm paying to go to King's. Those guys at the Grappling Club are giving me like a bunch of private sessions and fucking
that's dope.
Really hooking me up. So go check out the Grappling Club NYC. If you guys are in New York City, you want to go to a dope jiu-jitsu studio, Alex and those guys are fucking monsters. And those guys, all I'm doing right now is we do a half an hour of like technique, just going over things, and then they go, cool, now you're just going to spar and you're going to go roll with guys who are just coaches in this gym. So I have no chance of tapping anybody out.
Yeah.
It's them just bending me whatever way they fucking want, like a fucking
pretzel.
Baby. Yeah, dude.
Yeah.
And me trying to implement some of the instruction that they've given me.
Okay.
On how to try to get out of it.
Yeah, but here's the thing. Like, you know, when you need like little moral victories. Like when I play with video games with my son, I let him win a lot of the time, but I still like make it hard on him a little bit. And I kind of gauge, I almost make him get better by like letting him win, but I'll beat him a little bit harder. I'll make it a little bit harder on him each time.
Yeah.
It's making him better, right? I feel like that's the way you would train him to get better at this game.
Yeah. Yeah.
These guys aren't letting me get an inch. I mean, not even, there's no part of like they just take turns on me and they fuck me up and I'm going like, what is happening right now? There's no chance I'm learning anything. It's
that's the only
crazy.
Way to get better, though. That's the only.
I'm
way
sure
to get
it is.
Better.
Look, I'm sure that they're putting down these.
It's actually just getting you ready for the position. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like if you're in something, you're like, oh, it won't be strange. Like,
and it's a black belt that's on top of me that I'm trying to get out, and then some fucking dude who's not a black belt who's
way more
inexperienced as well in jiu-jitsu. So
it's a lot like comedy. I was talking to somebody last night, like with comedy. Like I played music all my life, and with music, you're not just playing gigs every night with like AC/DC and Zeppelin and shit.
Yeah.
You're playing with guys in your level, but with comedy, you're going on around the ninjas of comedy at the same time if you get to a certain level. So then your brain gets like, God, man, I'm no good at all. You're not thinking, these guys are 30-year men. You got to sit back for a minute. And that's how they're black belts of comedy. You know what I'm saying?
No, I agree. And there's something about that. And I always have sort of prided myself in the fact that I've hung out with comics that were always better than me.
Yeah, absolutely.
People talk a lot of shit. They're like, dude, you know, you sit at a table with Big J. You think you're as funny as Big J? It's like, I don't know, dude. Nobody's really as funny as Big J.
Yeah.
What do you want me to say? Like, you're talking about, like, I put myself, you know, on these shows, and I do podcasts with people that are you know, the funniest of the funniest.
Yeah.
You know, and I try to make myself better by doing that. When I started producing comedy shows, I didn't put guys on my level on. There was nobody on my level when I started producing comedy shows. It was only guys who I had a ton of fucking respect for.
Yeah.
And it made you so much better. You go down to the Comedy Cellar, you know, I'm literally looking around at half the guys. I'm like, God damn it, these are fucking monsters. We watched a tell last night at the Stand. You know, the reality is, like, no, I don't think I will ever be as good as Dave Attell. I shouldn't think that. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And I think that's why I'm a good comic, because I will always try to push myself further and try to make myself better. You know,
just shoot for the high water mark, man.
Yeah. But there's something about that. You know, I think that you sort of...
Also, for people to say that, it's not a competition. You know what I mean? You think you're as funny as him. It's like, man, it's like, it's not about that. It's like, I'm doing something I love.
Right. Everyone's got their own thing.
Yeah, everybody's got their own thing, man.
And to sit here and to obsess over, like, well, first of all, comedy's super subjective. So then it becomes like, well, you know, is Big J funnier than Joey Diaz? You're like, I don't know. Who's watching him? Who's
it's not even about that.
From,
it's like, I always think, thank God we got them all.
But those two guys hit a room harder than I've seen most. You know what I'm saying? They kill. Here's the thing. Dude, guys can kill. You know what I'm saying? Like, I can kill. I kill a lot. You know what I'm saying? But I don't kill the same way.
Yeah.
Forget even Big J or Joey Diaz. There's guys that are considered like hackier comics that are like considered not like great comics. They're like, you know, like Urban Rooms. We get like straight up like urban acts.
Yeah.
Those motherfuckers destroy.
Yeah.
Where they have people like bent over fucking laughing,
crying.
Where they can't, and they do. And that's how like Big J and Joey Diaz kill. If you ever get a chance to see those guys live, those guys fucking hit like that. And, you know, I'm striving for that. I don't know. Whatever it is, I don't have that level of likability where I think half the room is going like, what the fuck is this guy talking about? And then the other half of the room is like really fucking loving it.
Yeah.
But I don't even know how I got off on this fucking tangent.
Yeah, but it's tough, you know? It's like I open for Joey Diaz all the time, and I'm like, this guy murders, you know? And
I saw Joey kill harder at the Legion of Skanks live show in Los Angeles than I've ever seen anybody kill ever.
Yeah.
It was crazy.
Yeah.
It was fucking, it was like a shotgun blast. Every joke hit the audience and they were like floored. It was it was really good.
Yeah, that guy's a ninja. He's a black belt of comedy and a black belt of friendship, man.
Yeah, he's a really nice guy.
That guy, like, everyone should learn from that guy. Like, he makes me a better man. You know what I mean? Like, if you're sitting there like stewing in your own bullshit, he'll be like, hey, we're over here doing this, cocksucker. You know what I mean? You're like, you're right, man. Yeah. Fuck yeah. You know, and he'll pick you up, man. He'll call me in the middle of the night, like, how's it going out there?
Yeah.
You know, like, he's like Philip Seymour Hopkins on Almost Famous. Mm. You know, you can call him in the middle of the night, like, man, I had a shit set. He's like, we all do, man.
I'll randomly get phone calls from Joey just once in a while.
Yeah.
Like, he'll be like, hey, what's up, brother, man? I just want to know how you're doing. I love you, kid. How's your girlfriend?
Yeah.
Straight up, like, that's Joey. Like, that's
the funniest thing I've ever heard is when you pulled out your phone. We were at the airport, and all Joey Diaz left you was voicemail and goes, I got that shit that killed Chris Cornell.
I can't wait to see you, cocksucker. I got that shit that killed Chris Cornell.
Click.
3 days after Chris Cornell died.
Yeah, just click.
Yeah. He's the best, man. I love him, man. I talked to him last night. He's getting ready to do his Netflix.
I know, Netflix. Him and Big J both are doing it in Vegas.
Yeah, Vegas.
But that's the point of all of it is, like, I've never put myself in the same... I never did open mics. I never really hung out with younger comics. I really always hung out with guys who I considered to be that much better than me, and I always have sort of put myself to that standard, you know? And I guess sometimes it does bite you in the ass. When people go, it's like, oh, yeah, you know, I'm hanging out with guys like Kurt Metzger and Big J and fucking, you know, whoever else. These are, you know, really great comics. Nate Bargatze, Mike Vecchione. It's like, yeah, these are killers. These guys are the best of the best.
Yeah.
I could go and hang out with open micers, or I could go hang out with even guys that are considered technically my peers in comedy, you know, and I'd be considered one of the best, but why do you want to be a fucking shark? You know what I'm saying? I would rather learn from the fucking best.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Also, you know, like when I started at 44, so it was like, the only the guys that I could hang out with were really my age, and they happened to be 30-year men, you know, like Burr and Joey and Maron and everything. So then people are like, oh,
so where you're showing up hanging up with 22-year-olds?
So it's just kind of like, you know, those were dudes I could talk to about just life. Yeah. You know, I'm not, they're not like, you know, it's just like, oh, you know, did you hear this record? And then we get into something else, you know? So it's just kind of like who you can hang out with that you can relate to in the comedy scene, too, you know?
All right, gentlemen, let's talk about Hemper, which is a great sponsor on the show. Hemper is an online head shop. Josh, you smoke a lot of herb.
Yes.
Smoke a lot of weed, dude. How often you go in a store, you buy blunts?
Mm-hmm, yes.
All the time, right?
Oh, yeah.
You buy your bowl, you break it. I got to get over to some bodega somewhere downtown.
All the fucking time, yeah.
It's a nightmare.
Yeah.
It's a goddamn nightmare, okay? Yeah. Guess what? We have the internet at our fingertips. You don't need to go to these bong stores, bodegas, or anything else anymore, Josh. You go to Hemper. Hemper is the way to do it, okay? They have everything you guys need, okay? Every type of paraphernalia, all the glassware you guys need. Amazing prices, okay? It's the internet. You're getting better prices, period. There's no upcharge. There's no weird, shady dude being like, oh, yeah, this is a $30 pipe. And it's like, this is clearly a $2 pipe. It's crazy.
Yeah,
okay?
All the time.
Hemper's
yeah.
real deal, okay? And my favorite thing that they do is they hook us up with these amazing curated boxes. These boxes come with 10 to 12 items. It's just $30. It's over $100 worth of stuff if you were to buy it separately. They come with king-size rolling papers, filter tips, hemp wicks, dube tubes, smell-proof tech, cleaning gear, odor-eliminating stuff, and best and most importantly of all, every month you get a really cool piece of glassware. I smoke out of a Hemper bong. We have a Hemper bong here in the studio. This is what I smoke out of all the time. In fact, Shannon, I really want that Hemper bong. Can you grab it for me? And I also have a Hemper bong at home. And I'll tell you right now, it helps the show out. The best part of all of it is we know you're an asshole and you're going to buy a bong or a bowl or a blunt wrap or whatever it is. You're going to go do that anyway. So instead of doing it from, you know, some local yokel asshole, do it from Hemper. It helps out the show. It helps out yourself. And we will love you for it. Go to gasdigitalnetwork.com/Hemper. Once again, that's gasdigitalnetwork.com/Hemper. Or click the link in today's episode description, and just by using that link, it lets them know that we brought you there. So once again, that is gasdigitalnetwork.com/Hemper. Check out their amazing stuff. Especially love their curated gift boxes, but you can get anything you guys want. You don't have to get those boxes. Get everything. Get anything and everything, or nothing and everything.
That sounds dope, man.
All right, thanks, man.
Yeah.
All right, let's get back into it.
I'll get something from Hemper.
Let me, I want to bring up this story really quick. Number one, there was a man, Shannon, tell me a little bit more about this story, because I don't know that much. All I know is it was a guy who was accused of rape, and I guess last week he physically showed the jury his dick, I guess to prove that his penis wasn't the way that the woman had described. The woman had described his skin as being, or his penis being a lot, what is it, lighter or darker? Pull it up on the screen, Shannon. Let me read this.
Let me see this. When did this happen?
First of all, I love his lawyer's line go down a little bit. The lawyer said, if it's not the light one, it's not the right one. His lawyer, Todd Bussert, quipped to the Post after the verdict.
Oh, that's his, if the glove does not fit.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh,
you must
God.
Have quit. Yeah. If it's not the light one, it's not the right one. Look at his, at his fucking mugshot. How rapey is his mugshot? He's like, it looks like he said, I'm about to rape you. I'm about to rape you, girl.
Mm. Yeah, that's some. Yeah. That's
look, so the victim had picked James out of a photo lineup after reporting that she was raped while walking home one night in 2012 by a dark-skinned black male with big lips and black people hair.
That's racist as fuck, dude.
With big lips and black people hair. Oh, shit.
Big lips.
He has some
that's
big old lips.
That's a peckerwood right there.
Let's see. There were a number of troubling aspects in terms of the allegation. It evoked negative racial stereotypes, he said. We felt in general that it didn't describe our client. His lips is medium size, if you ask me.
Now, what we're going to have you do on the first day of the trial, son, is take out your big black dick. That'll show him.
Let's see. That's what you have to do.
The biggest mismatch was the description of the attacker's private parts.
Private parts.
Yeah.
Still using that term.
The ballsy testimony was embarrassing for James, especially because court workers suddenly filled the room to see the show.
The ballsy testimony.
They're doing it on purpose.
The ballsy testimony.
It didn't get James out of serving hard time.
Hard.
Oh, he's already doing 65 years behind bars for breaking into a house and raping a 10-year-old girl, according to records.
God damn it.
I was going to give this guy real ass dude of the week.
Yeah, that's not
now I have to give month. Him real ass dude.
What?
Zack attack. Pew pew.
I thought that this was he just got off by showing his dick to the jury and walked out, but he had already raped a child.
Yeah, already. So yeah, fuck him. Then.
You know, but here's the thing, dude. I can't. You can separate a man's art from his actions.
You can't. What you can?
You can. You know, he pulled his dick out in front of a jury to get off. That's pretty real ass. I mean, here's the question. Yes. Can you separate that from his raping of a 10-year-old child and give him real ass suit of the week? Or does that automatically disqualify him? Because what he did. Hold on. Hear me out for a minute, Josh. Come on. Stop being so racist.
I'm not.
Hear me out for a minute, Josh. Come on. Just for one second. This is an open discussion. Okay. This is what we do on the Real Ass Podcast. Okay. We actually have a discussion.
I'm open. All right. Yes, I'm open to that.
This man.
Yes.
Do you understand what he did? How he got off on these rape charges?
Wait, the one with when he showed his dick?
Yeah.
Dude,
yeah.
How stoned are you? I'm high as fuck.
No, he should be.
I'm high as fuck, yeah.
But yeah, we've been smoking some fat ass blunts.
He pulled his dick out, yeah.
His dick out, and then the jury said, oh, it's not the light one. It's not the right one. Okay, and really he gets good. Off those like charges. That, yeah. Free and clear, I'm not the guy who raped this woman, right?
Yes.
Clear cut case for real ass suit of the week. There's not a more real ass way to get off of rape charges.
But
showing your big black dick to probably women on the jury. I mean, you're triggering people in the room.
Yeah.
I mean, fuck me.
But it
what
worked.
A real
but
ass it, way to get
worked.
Off of rape charges.
Oh, just
but it worked, black. Dude.
His big dick was exhibit A, B, and C.
did he have a minute to go get it hard, at least? Like, fuck it up?
Give me a minute. I'll
yeah,
be right
man,
back,
he's like,
dude.
I'll be right back.
But then you go
no, probably
out
already.
That this
getting
man,
psyched up in the mirror like Dirk Diggler.
Yeah, exactly.
But he's already in jail for raping a 10-year-old child.
Yeah,
Shannon, what do you think? Can you give him real estate of the week?
No. It's a worse crime than what he's being accused of.
Yeah.
I don't know. I can't say yes in good conscience.
Conscience? Which
either
one?
Pick
one.
Conscience.
Pick a lane, Shannon. You dummy.
I say no.
Kent, what do you think, Zach?
I mean, technically, if he went from a child to an adult woman, that is some type of progress.
He did make progress. He's rehabilitated. Well, he didn't rape.
Yeah.
But he didn't
so.
Rape. That's even more progress, technically.
The child.
Well, it's more progress. He went from being a child rapist to a man who did not rape. Anyway, slice it. That's progress, Josh. Fine, we can't give it to him. No. We can't give it to him.
Yeah.
God damn it, man. You know, I've been turned on my head today. This has been a difficult one. That's a hard one to fucking swallow.
Yeah, if it wasn't for the child rape thing.
Yeah.
That's real as fuck.
Yeah, that's pretty real.
To pull your dick out and get off. Yeah.
So the NFL, I'm not a sports guy at all. Do you watch sports, Dean?
I used to. I don't anymore.
Nah,
I gave up on
basketball sometimes, yeah.
I watch it at the stand. Like, you know, the playoffs and shit.
Yeah.
You know, but, you know, NFL is just garbage.
Yeah. Well, the NFL now, officially, I guess, they have a new position. Is this new? Shannon, fuck it. Let's guess the news. I don't know shit about this. Let's guess the news.
It's time for another edition of Guess the News.
I have to know more information.
I should have read just this headline. From the headlines that I've read, this man is innocent. He is the victim.
Man, these guys don't know shit.
All right, here's what I know. There was a guy on the San Francisco 49ers a while ago.
Okay.
And he sort of
stand proudly.
Oh, sorry.
One more mistake, Shannon.
I'm sorry.
One more mistake.
That was
doing
my
the
only
show.
Mistake.
You're doing the show topless. One more mistake. Promise.
No.
Swear it.
I'm not going to make another mistake. I only made one.
So if you do...
Pronounce conscience.
Conscience.
But if you do, you'll do the show topless. Because no. You said you won't make another mistake.
I'll take a shirt off.
A shirt off?
Yeah. Ugh.
It's not hot. Chicks who wear multiple shirts. Come on. It's the summertime, Shannon.
She's ready.
I work with you guys.
Are you coming to the barbecue afterwards?
What barbecue?
Are you kidding?
Why am I never invited to anything? What barbecue?
At Wayne's. We're going to a barbecue at Wayne's. All Gas Digital employees are invited.
No.
I wasn't invited either. It's okay, Shannon.
I don't know exactly. If we get... Big J is in charge of all these invites. Wow. You're like on his show, too. Shannon, you're coming with me. Don't worry about it. Listen, baby. Me, you, Michael Bisping, we're going to go eat some fucking meat.
Well, then I would have worn something cute.
Why? Because Michael Bisping's here?
No, because we're going to do something.
She wants to suck Michael Bisping's cock.
No, I don't.
Cock.
It's yeah, not true.
Would you suck Michael Bisping's cock?
No, he's a married man.
If he wasn't married?
No.
Nah, she hesitated.
Yeah, she fucking...
Yeah.
It's all good. So here's the deal, right? This guy... What's his name?
Colin Kaepernick.
Colin Kaepernick starts this whole thing a while back, right, where he... During the national anthem, he says, fuck it, I'm not going to stand up. I'm going to kneel. I'm taking a knee, all right, because black people are beaten out there, and, you know, their police brutality is happening, and fucking Starbucks is fucking people up, and, you know, Trump, I don't know. There was a bunch of reasons, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Okay, and I'm sure a lot of them were justified, right? And at the time, my position was, you know what? This is America. Freedom of speech, you know, it is what it is. Dude, take your fucking knee. This is what you told, you know, people are saying it's disrespectful to soldiers and people who died. It's like, no, those soldiers died for our right to fucking have an opinion and a right to express ourselves how we want to express ourselves. And I really truly believe that, okay? So now, you know, I guess a couple seasons go by. I don't even know.
Yeah, right? Two seasons,
right?
Boycotted.
Kaepernick's not even out there. He's working at fucking, like, a Bradley somewhere or something. I don't even know what the fuck he's doing, okay? Yeah. He's not doing shit. But... I guess a bunch of other players started kneeling. It's become a whole to-do, right? Mm-hmm. And the NFL, this season, just a couple weeks ago, put the kibosh on kneeling. You fucking kneel, they're fining your team.
Yeah.
You're going to hit them where it hurts. In the fucking money bags.
Yeah.
So, did I get it all right?
Yes, you did.
Sounds like it.
But here's the thing. You're missing one thing. They have the option to stay in the locker room. During the national anthem. They have the option. They just can't kneel out on the field.
That's
so they can
up.
Stay in the locker room.
That's fucked up.
So you think it's fucked up, Josh?
Yeah.
You don't like it? You think they should be able to kneel on the field?
Nothing is that's a like benchmark some, of a great protest, like doing it where no one can see you.
Yeah, right?
Exactly. In the back. Yeah. Do it in the back, nigga. No. That's racist. That's some racist shit.
Well, here's the deal. Let me explain to you. This is the way that I feel about this, okay?
Yes.
It's a fucking business. I don't know, man. The NFL is a business. I believe in business owners' rights as well. I believe you have a right to run your business how you want to run your business, right?
Yeah.
So, right, let's say at 2 o'clock every day, Shannon wanted to kneel during my show to fuck because black kids are getting beat by fucking cops.
Yeah. Okay.
Every day. She's like, I'm just kneeling. I don't care. I'm doing it. I'm doing it. There's black kids out there being beaten by cops, and I'm kneeling, and people need to see me kneel.
Oh, that would be awesome.
I would fist fight Shannon.
I will never kneel in the studio.
You kneel in the studio, I'll pull my dick in you. Shannon gets cock slapped by everybody. I mean, yeah. But here's the thing. As a business owner, you got to look at it from that perspective now, right? And now you go, in New York and L.A., there's, you know, tons of savvy liberals going like, yeah, good on these players for kneeling. But then you have the rest of the country where they're spending a lot of fucking money, right? And they don't really give a fuck. It's not even that they're racist. These people don't really think about politics. They're not the people that are on Facebook every day going like, oh, Trump's either an asshole or I'm for Trump. These people are trying to drink fucking Natty Ice and watch a fucking football game and forget about their bullshit, right? So now they go, oh yeah, I don't want to have a political statement in the middle of my fucking game, and now they're losing money because people aren't watching it. They're moving over to other sports, they're moving over to college football or fucking Canadian football or whatever else it is. So now the NFL goes, wait a minute, timeout. Like, what are we doing here? Like, this isn't about politics. This is about a game, and these guys, their job to come out and to perform. It's not saying that they can't protest. Could they protest? Could they go to a protest on a Sunday outside of work? I'm sure. Would they be fired? Would the NFL team be fined? If every player got out every day on Saturday and in the parking lot took a fucking knee and on their day off said, I'm going to come in and do it, would anybody have anything to say about it? I don't think so. I think it starts to become a thing where everything starts to be over-politicized, and you need to separate some things. Not everything, SNL, every fucking movie, every sitcom, every sport, everything we do now has to have this fucking angle of like politics and which side are you on? And it's like, dude, I don't know, dude. What side am I on? I like the fucking Cowboys. Right? Yeah. I like the fucking Giants. That's the side I'm choosing. All I'm not choosing any other fucking... Why are there more lines and sides to choose right now when I'm trying to drink a fucking beer with my friends and get drunk and forget about my problems?
True.
So I weirdly defend the NFL's decision to do that as a business owner. Take a knee, I dare you, Shannon. It ain't going to be good. It ain't going to be good. If you own a business and your employees said they're going to start taking a fucking doggy, move over. We got somebody else coming in.
Yeah.
So.
I mean.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I mean, yeah.
They should be able to kneel.
They should be able to. I don't know.
Yeah. It's like us on stage. We should be able to say whatever we want on stage.
Yeah.
The owner owns the comedy club. It'd be weird if he came down and said, no more... Trump jokes.
It's a little weird, though.
And if you let them nail, if you let everybody nail, they're going to stop nailing.
It's more like that analogy is like, I don't go to jocks for their fucking political opinions. You know what I'm saying? Your job is to take a ball down the field. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's as simple as that. It's like, that's why. So there's a whole other side of it. Like, you know, I understand if you're a role model or you have other things, it's like, but. It just seems like I'm not even take a fucking knee. If it was up to me, if I was in charge of the NFL, let me make this clear. I would also say I don't give a fuck. Just take a knee. It's not really a big deal.
Yeah.
That's what I would say.
Yeah. Okay.
But I'm not, and I understand why as a business they go enough's enough. Like if you want to protest, fine. Then don't come out on the field. But.
I say find the cameraman.
Well, here's the deal, right?
There's the cameraman that's filming.
That's actually a great point as well. Why don't they just
don't show them?
It's a great point.
You know what I mean?
Because what they're worried about is people at home getting pissed off, them not pissing off sponsors. You know, they have a business to fucking run, right?
So why don't they just do that then? Why don't they just be like, we're not going to show it?
Right.
But they like to show it to ruffle it up. You know, it gets.
It is interesting. Yeah. Why wouldn't they just say, hey, you know what? We'll make sure that during the national anthem, we won't show the players that are kneeling.
Yeah.
And we're not going to highlight that on television. And then the, you know, whatever, 20,000 people in the stands get to see it. And I guess there's still pictures and there's still all this other shit.
But still, you know, I mean,
it does seem like there's solutions there. I don't know. But I don't look at the NFL as being like a racist organization for stating that they want that policy. I understand it. I completely understand it.
I think it has to do with more of like Trump jumping in on it, like, hey, you know what I mean? Like, all of a sudden he made it like he was the NFL, you know? Like, we got to fix this. I don't even know. I stopped paying attention to Trump a long time ago.
I don't mention him. I don't tweet about him.
Yeah.
I made it a rule.
Yeah, it's bad.
I literally don't. When do we talk about Trump on the show?
Yeah. No Trump bits. Nothing. I hear.
Nothing.
Good. Yep.
Nothing.
Good.
It's so.
Ghost him. Ghost him.
It's not even about that. It's just I feel like there's so much else out there.
Yeah. And also, it's just a never win. There's no win. There's no sides or whatever.
No, exactly.
You don't know what's real and what's not.
Yep. So. You don't.
That's actually one of the best points of all, Josh. One of the only things you said today that made any sense. I got to be honest. No, it's a great point though. Because we're all ignorant as fuck.
Nobody's investigating anything. They just see a story. On Yahoo, and they go, what the fuck?
Yeah. How is anybody getting emotional when you know nothing?
Yeah.
Nothing.
Yeah.
Nothing.
They're making it up.
Yeah. It's like the fake news is the rumors that we were talking about early on. They are spreading rumors. It's fake news.
Yeah. And I have no idea. And ignorance is bliss, maybe. I don't know what it is, but it's an uphill battle. You will never truly know.
Yeah.
You know, people that obsess over this shit don't ever truly know. I'm friends with guys like Dave Smith and Michael Malice. Got to say much love to Michael Malice, who is...
brand new show on the network, You're Welcome with Michael Malice, streams live tomorrow, 12:30 p.m. So check out You're Welcome. Love that fucking guy. Also, I'll say right now, really quick, give a little network plug. GasDigitalNetwork.com, baby. If you guys are listening to this on iTunes, the last 15 episodes are on iTunes. Latest video version is on YouTube. You should know that we have every episode of this show that we've ever done, over 260 episodes on demand in HD video, uncensored, unedited, for you guys when you want them. You get 5-day pre-release. You get ad-free. We got a message board, live chat, all this good shit, baby. And it's only $7 a month if you use the promo code RAP. Normally $8.50. You get it for $7 a month. You also get a 14-day free trial. You can check out this show, all the other podcasts, Believe You Me, Legion of Skanks, Josta Show, Tim Dillon is Going to Hell, Lisa Ann Experience, and many, many more. And you know what? Check it out. Do the 14-day free trial.
And the Peckerwood podcast.
And the Brendan Peckerwood podcast.
Peckerwood, yeah. Peckerwood.
Do the 14-day free trial. You don't got to keep it. Cancel it before the fucking payment kicks in. Take all the fucking archives, listen to them, watch them, do whatever. Get a couple hard drives, download 3,000 hours of content, and keep it all for yourselves for free. How about that? You don't got to fucking keep it, bitch. We don't fuck around. We don't fuck around. What was I just talking about?
Colin Kaepernick. Taking anything.
Sure. Oh, yeah.
Shannon, let's get one more story in here, and then we'll get some questions and we'll wrap this one up. This is a special holiday one, so it's a little shorter. This is Shannon's retarded ass story of the week. Shannon's retarded ass story of the day. Because Lewis loves giving shit to his producer Shannon. Go ahead, babe.
I'm trying to stop this before it starts. Hold on. So there is a guy, this happened in France. It's going to start. I can't stop it. Okay, there was a guy in France. He's a 22-year-old guy. Doesn't actually live in France, but he's trying to get his citizenship there. And so he's there, and he was staying in a building, and he saved a small child that was dangling from the balcony.
Oh, yeah.
And he climbed up. He climbed up 4 flights to save the child.
Let's see this.
Yeah, I saw this small.
Look at the Shannon cam. Look how good Shannon looks in the Shannon cam. Mamadou Gassama. He's rescuing a child dangling from a balcony outside a building in Paris. Why is the child dangling?
Yeah, right?
Pas qu'ils ont pas fait quelque chose de mal devant moi parce que ça m'a fait mal de cœur. Mais je suis couru pour regarder les solutions un peu pour que je puisse le sauver et Dieu merci.
Why? How is this person not?
Wow.
Oh, look at that fucking.
How are the parents not in jail? What was the kid? What the hell was that?
Look at that.
Yeah, just out here dangling. He's going to be dangling tomorrow.
I did not expect it to be a black guy. I really didn't.
That's, yeah. What? Who else could do that?
I know. I'm sure he scaled the building with just his fucking
in seconds.
Hands
he
and
just
feet.
Climbed up there.
A child dangling from the top of the Empire State Building.
Dangling. That's such a great word, dangling.
Shit. What's it going to do it?
Come on. What are you going to do? It's a real ass podcast.
So the president ended up granting the guy citizenship to France and gave him a job opportunity so he could stay there.
What president?
Of France.
Wow. What job
what's his
opportunity?
Name?
Hold on. I gotta
Anybody?
No.
Anybody?
Nope.
Huh? President fucking Chef Boyardee? Who is it?
Chef
Trudeau
Boyardee.
Or something?
Spider-Man granted French citizenship. It means nothing. It means nothing.
Oh, here it is. Emmanuel Macron.
Macron. Oh, that's right. He beat the the female Trump. They had that bitch who was going to be the female Trump over there.
Oh,
and
yeah.
They thought it was going to go all conservative over in France. And that dude won, I remember.
I feel that there's going to be a lot of copycats. People are going to be dangling shit so they can get their citizenship.
Okay. Yeah, oh, that's smart idea.
Up,
that's
right?
A really good
just
idea.
Just set it up. Dangling. I'll pop up there.
Yeah. It's very smart. Yeah.
But, you know, there's always that chance, you know.
Well, you know.
When you're dangling.
I mean, how bad you want it?
Yeah. I mean, what does a kid get? You just got to dangle
the thrill of a lifetime.
Like,
yeah, right.
Like you got to get
the arms of a muscly black man.
Shit.
I don't know. It sounds like a dreamy night to me.
There's got
to
be
see
something.
How fucking muscly that guy was. Pull him up again. Look at his fucking arms, dude. He's in shape. Zach, if you were there, I mean, it would just been like, what
like
you got?
Ah, shit.
The fireman would have just had to hold me by each thing so the child could bounce off me.
Go back a little bit though. Let me see him. I want to see him climb up the building again. All the way back.
It's like Spider-Man with that shit. Look at fucking.
It's the Black Spider-Man.
Yeah. Look at that.
That guy was fucking a badass, man. Like,
Wow. I like children. I would hate to see them get hurt. Wow.
No story on why it's dangling? I mean, that's the story. No,
yeah, why is that kid dangling?
I read three articles and I can't find it.
It's like a...
That's kind of suspicious, man.
Thank God I scaled the building. Yeah, he's a handsome guy too, right? Shannon, you into that? You're racist. Shannon's on it. Shannon's on it in the black guys.
It's not hot.
That's racist, Shannon.
I'm not racist. I love
Shannon. He's a Nubian prince. What are you looking at?
The Rock is not a black guy.
He's part black.
No, The Rock is like...
The Rock is fucking black. He's made of spam.
Boris Kodjo. Hot.
Who's Boris Kodjo?
Who's that?
Boris Kodjo.
Isn't that a...
Shannon just picked a black guy named Boris?
Boris.
Boris Kodjo. Isn't that
from the cartoons?
Bullshit. Huh? You think that guy's hotter than that
so
fucking...
Hot. So hot.
Beautiful cut man.
Yes. Shannon. So that hot. Guy's an ugly me. You know that, right?
Yeah.
That's an ugly Louis Shea Gomez.
You know what I think, Shannon? We just found out that Shannon has a huge crush on Louis.
Oh. She really does because she likes The Rock. She likes this fucking guy.
Yeah. That's like you.
One day she's going to break down and just tell you.
She would, dude.
There you go.
Right there, that's hot. I don't even like that though. His body isn't even that nice.
Not from here, Dan.
He's got tits almost. It looks like he has. You know what it looks like? First of all, he looks like a flaming homosexual. I don't know who would ever take. Why would he ever have that picture taken? That is literally. Go back to that picture. Don't try to hide it.
Oh, I'm searching for more topless pictures.
We don't call men topless.
Shirtless.
It's weird. Yeah, it's a weird way to put it. Yeah. Topless photo of a man.
I'm gonna get topless.
He also looks like his body's fake. Like he had surgery to make his body look
sculpted.
That way. Look at his chest. Like that doesn't look like
Photoshop it. Too. They probably Photoshop.
Let me see some more shirtless photos of this guy because I think that he had surgery. Oh, never mind. No, he didn't. Oh, that man's perfect.
Yeah, he does have a beautiful body.
Yeah, you know what? I'll take it all back.
Whoa, I think he has a beautiful body, man. Sure.
Yeah, I could be that. I'm gonna be that in come August.
Yeah.
You wait and see Ryan O'Neal. Shit, if I had that body, would you be in?
No.
Is it my body? Is that the problem?
I mean, it's part of it, but
it's part of it.
It's my personality.
What's the other part?
Criminal record.
My dick size. Come on. Is it all?
No. We have a very particular relationship, and that's where it will stay.
You're fired.
No.
The tension.
I don't even want Shannon.
Yeah.
But I do because she doesn't want me.
Oh, yeah.
Does that make me a criminal?
Not, make you not a go-getter. Now go get her.
All right. Let's get some fucking some questions, and we'll wrap this one up. All right, Shannon, how can they join the conversation?
You can go to gomezcomedy.com in the contact section. Send an email to Lewis with the title Real Ask Questions in the subject line, or you can tweet Lewis at Lewis J. Gomez or Instagram Gomez Comedy.
Mm-hmm. I put it on Twitter today, so this is the Twitter questions. All right, let's see. No good questions, really. I got to be honest with you guys. These aren't great ones. All right, this is kind of a fun, hacky question, but why not, right? At Sub04ARU wants to know, how or when do you start to shit or fart in front of a girl when it can't be helped to shit or fart away from her? So how long into a relationship before you start to shit and fart in front
when you're
of
ready
chick?
To break up, man.
I mean, so that's that how far you
100%.
Go?
100%. It's like, it's over.
I've had some words in the beginning.
Wow.
Like right in the beginning.
You didn't care
she
at
just,
all.
No, she started it. She was just like,
oh my God. If a chick does that, it makes me furious.
See you later.
I mean, it's kind of not that. I mean,
no, because it bugged me. Karen Fien, when I did her, she farted pretty early in the relationship, and I was like,
Yeah, some girls.
You'll
just
never
wet
be my
it.
Child.
Yeah. How long do you think they should wait?
Me and Kim have not farted or shit in front of each other.
I don't
We've
go
been
that,
dating a year.
I don't go that at all. You know what I mean? It's like
we know when we're doing it. Like we, you know,
shitting
is a little different. It's like
if you gotta go, you're like, oh, fuck, you know,
but
sitting around watching.
But we don't
tube,
really, we don't
you know,
talk about it.
Dusting each other. Yeah, you don't talk about it.
It's just, very much like
it's too much when it's just all the time, and you know, you're
that's
watching
nasty.
TV.
That's Peckerwood shit.
It is Peckerwood shit. Zachy, first date.
Yeah, of course.
Let's say you say hello to your girls.
My mating ritual.
Let's see. Why aren't Gas Digital Podcasts showing up on Podcast Addict? We switched, hosting companies for the free podcasts. So I think we just have to submit the feed. I'll talk to them. Shannon, make sure you send Bobby Hutch and Ralph an email about Podcast Addict. I'm sure it's just going to be submitting the RSS feeds over there. So thanks, guys. You guys can also download the Gas Digital app on both iOS and Android. Finally got an iPhone, too. I switched, guys.
You did?
From what?
Fuck
Android.
Yeah.
I was on Android for years.
Yeah.
Why? It took so long.
I never wanted to spend $500 on a phone. It just didn't make sense to me. Right. And then I spent...
Liz also goes through phones. Was your third phone in how long?
Yeah, but that's the thing. And then I started going like, well, if I'm going through fucking phones, well, why don't I buy a better phone and see if it lasts three times as long?
Totally. You know?
Yeah. So I got an iPhone. I got an iPhone 6S Plus, which is like an older one, you know.
Yeah.
I got that one, yeah.
Yeah, because I don't want to fucking spend... I'm not going to spend $1,000 on one cell. But now, I'm really into it.
Yeah.
Now I want a nice one.
Yeah, I get the 10. Here's what you do. When the new one comes out, you get the 10 for like half the price, you know, because it's a year old already.
Yeah,
that's
still like
the
a 10.
You know, like Burr always says, he's one
iPhone behind.
Yeah, and it's like, it's cheaper. Yeah, well, not only that, but if you lose it, you just they're like, here's another one or whatever. Yeah. With the 10 right now, if you break a screen or something, it's like $800, you know.
Yeah. Wow.
I've had this one for 2 years.
What's
fucking
that one?
Fine, the 7 Plus.
Yeah, you have.
Oh, word. Yeah, I got
you have.
I got the 6.
Who gives a fuck?
Yeah, anything else? Anything else here, Shannon? Anything in the chat?
Yeah, there's one. Hold on.
Give me something from the chat. Something good.
From Kendama Odyssey, would you rather get $1 million once or $100 every time you jack off?
Oh, well, fucking $100 every time you jack off, man. Just
how many times
a month you'd have $1 million?
Well, hold on. How many times?
I don't know, man. That's the wrong one.
No. Let me see how many times 100 goes to $1 million. Because this is important. This is very important. This map here.
Yeah.
Because simple as this, dude. If it's going to, think about how long it's going to take you to accumulate that much money. You could probably get 300 to 400 a day.
Right.
Right?
Yeah, totally.
You know, 300 to 400 a day. How many?
10,000.
10,000. So you're talking about.
That's easy.
10,000 times.
Well, just 10,000.
How many times is
divided by 90? Just say 10,000 divided by 90. It'll show you how many times a day.
I think if you had your eye on the prize, you'd get 6 in a day.
Yeah, but
you're just jerking off all day. It's crazy.
You can't go. You're just not going to be able to go nonstop days.
You're never going to get there. 10,000
divided by 90 is 111 and a little bit extra.
What does that mean?
It's 111 in 3 months. It's easy, dude.
111
3 months.
Rub outs.
Now you're
so if you
need,
rub it out 111 times in 90 days, it's you got the...
No,
you're going to kill yourself.
No, you're just way wrong about that.
No, hold on.
Kill yourself.
Here's what it is. If you rub it out 111 times, you're getting 111 times 100. Yeah, you're getting
$10,990.
Yeah, that's wrong.
Yeah.
You have to rub it out 10,000 times...
Right.
...to get $1 million. So how long would it take you to do that if you're doing 3 a day? Go, so 10,000 times 3.
It's... 30,000.
10,000 times, or divided by 3. Divided by 3. That's what I meant. Shut the fuck up, everyone. I'm smart.
3,333 and a little extra.
Okay, so it would take you 3,333 days. It's going to take you over 10 years of jerking off 3 times per day to accumulate $1 million.
Yeah, but I'd rather just kind of have that couple hundred a day. You know what I mean? You don't just go out and blow it all. Like,
you can just jerk off.
Is that forever?
You can jerk off whenever you want and have $1 million.
Yeah, but I'm saying, like, you know.
You're like, hey, I want to jerk off right now. Maybe I want to jerk off 3 times today. Maybe I want to jerk off not at all. Maybe I want to go a week where I'm not going to.
I mean, $100 is a lot.
To me, it's like,
I want to look my son in the eye.
It's a cool job, man. You're just like, I woke up, made $100.
Yeah.
That's a great job. And you could kneel. You could kneel on your job. Yeah. Rub one out, kneeling. Oh, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, I take the million. You turn the million into fucking 10 million.
I was going to take the million, but now I don't, know, man. I don't know.
I have one more in the chat if you want.
Yeah, one more guy.
This is from Sean. anonymous billionaire pays you $5 million up front but gets to hunt you for a year. You don't know who he is and there are no rules. Do you take the offer?
Nah. That's an easy. You just get killed instantly. You don't know who he is. I mean,
I assume he's going to kill you.
In the city, a guy just comes up.
He knows who you are. You don't know who he is.
Okay, you should hope he's going to kill you.
Yeah.
How long does he get?
A year.
Yeah.
All you got to do is hide out. How long of a head start do you get?
Yeah.
It's not in there.
Is there any detail?
Just go off the grid for a year. Okay. Completely disappear.
So how many million?
$5 million.
$5 million to go off the grid for you. Because here's really what it is, right?
Yeah.
Now you have to like literally fucking, if you get, let's say you get a fucking head start.
Yeah.
He gets a private investigator, dude. It's like you can't get on a plane.
Yeah.
It's hard to go off the grid completely.
Yeah.
The second you sign into a phone that I can track you, you got to like be.
Completely off the fucking.
A $5 million?
Yeah,
and also, if you complete that, and this person's hunting you and can't find you, like the power that you're gonna feel after that like,
they well, then you kill him when you get the money.
Yeah, get the money and kill that.
You know, it's funny because I had someone on my podcast, and they were talking about how hard it really is to get off the grid.
Yeah,
yeah,
it's fucking almost impossible.
I bet it'd be really hard.
Yeah,
yeah. I mean, how would
in
you
this
even do
digital
it?
Age?
I lost my credit card. I was in LA. My credit card. Yeah, I lost it, right? Or did it? I don't remember. Yeah, I lost it. I don't exactly. Mm-hmm. I didn't have it on me for some reason in LA, and I couldn't get one because they don't have a TD Bank in LA.
Right.
So I had to wait till I came home. Even just not having a credit card and working with cash, like just trying to navigate life.
Yeah.
It's fucking crazy. You can't rent a car. You can't rent a hotel. You can't rent Airbnb.
Can't do anything.
You cannot do anything.
Yeah. Nope.
You do not have a card. That's
it. Plus, figure whatever money you're going to need for that entire year, you have to take out the first day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's it, 'cause you can never go to the bank again.
Totally. And then zero phones or anything. So then you don't even know what's going on. Yeah. If the guy's
I would say no. If I didn't have a kid, it would be very tempting.
Yeah.
Very tempting.
It would be a nice hunt. I mean, I've never been hunted before, so I don't know. Yeah. There might be like a certain thrill in there.
Yeah, I kind of like to be the hunter. You know what I mean?
The hunter too. You know what I mean? Being hunted too, also just like hiding. And you're like, there's a nigga out there looking for you.
When we did Joe Rogan's podcast, he showed us this video game that he has, which is basically you use a real compound bow, and you shoot at these like video game deer. Right.
Yeah.
And it's just to practice. And it's really cool. Yeah. Really cool. And we didn't talk about it on his show. I don't think we did anyway. We were talking about before. It's like how great it would be. It's like you have like a game. It's like you have a child. You just like hunt a little Asian boy. And it's like just have different versions of like just fucked up shit
in
that you
game.
Could do.
Subway killer.
But you almost like you kind of get off, you know, that. Do you think that it helps people? Do you think it? Let me try to figure out the right way to word this, right? So video games where you have to like that are super violent, right?
Yeah. Do you think it's therapeutic for people that have violent
tendencies? Get it out of their system.
Yeah, yeah. Or do you think it would kind of incite them to be more violent? Because everyone talks about how video games makes people violent, but then you go like, kind of not really. I don't know. Because you look at the way people are with social media, I think the fact that people write, you know, nigger and faggot on YouTube comments, it kind of lets them just kind of let the steam out and fucking, you know. And
that's
it's
enough, yeah.
It's kind of enough. Yeah. You have to let the air out of the tires a little bit.
Yeah. Just go on YouTube.
Those people never seem to come out. So
I know. They had to suppress that and they had no way to get it out at all ever. Maybe they would. Maybe you would deal with more, you know, aggressive.
It would be written on the side of a synagogue.
Yes. Like the 90s.
Yeah, fuck.
Those are the good old days.
The good old days, yeah.
Yeah.
Old school racism.
All right, look, this has been a fun show. This has been a great one. Thank you guys so much for listening to the show. Dean Del Rey, we love you, buddy. Follow him at Dean Del Rey, DELRAY.
See you at the Skanks.
Josh is not on Twitter, weirdly, but it's okay. Yeah. It's all good. You know, you're on Instagram?
Yeah, J West, JAY.WESS.
Fuck yeah, Josh West and JAY.WESS.
Yeah. SS, yeah.
Very difficult, Josh.
Yeah, I know.
At Zach is not funny. At I am Shannon Lee. At Louis J. Gomez. Up next, we got Believe You Me with UFC's Michael Bisping. All right, mate. We'll be right back in a few.
That's all, folks.